Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The sun is out. The sun is out, Heather. I thought I was a goner.
Thank the Lord or sun god. I vow to never buy another garment that needs to be hand washed. Nobody ever wakes up and says, I feel like hand washing today. It's the 21st century, people.
Oh my gosh. Some years ago, I started hand washing things that supposedly needed to be only dry cleaned. I'm not dry cleaning shit, okay? I lost a couple silk blouses here and there, but I remain triumphant.
You slay, Sarah. Why am I fussing over ugly but highly functional hiking boots when we're all destined to wear old lady shoes eventually anyway?
Eventually. Have such a good day.
Hey y'all, how's it going out there? Did you miss us? Episode 224, Sarah Lee.
Yeah, if you like multiples of two, this is a good
divisible by.
Yeah. All that math stuff.
I mean, it feels a little bit like symmetrical, right? For you, like there's a satisfyingness of something that is divisible by the same number.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, you give me a prime number, I don't know what to do with myself. But 224 feels very, you know, like, okay,
it feels we're good. Even Steven.
Yeah. You know, we can do a little very basic math and we're going to be fine. Heather, where the heck are we?
Yeah. Welcome to the show that likes to unpack numbers and fun symmetrical things and the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. Welcome to the show, y'all. Mostly, you know, we just want to have an hour of fun with y'all. So the pressure's off. We're here to chat. That's
well, the
it.
Pressure's on for us because now we have to do something. Right. You know, we have to tell people about absurdity. Thankfully, life just sort of rolls out the red carpet for you.
It writes itself, Sarah.
Yeah.
It sure does. It sure does. The absurdity just writes itself. You know, the other day I was in the shower and all these cold opens, it's like the top of the show, we do these one-liners and we're no comedians, but...
Well, speak for yourself. I think I'm pretty good.
But you know, some days where like those little cold open one-liners just kind of coming out of your ears, you know, like they're just like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I love that. It's flowing. I love the flow.
You know, what's funny. A friend of mine, just like, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but we're in like a group chat and she was like, I need like a daily, like not a daily calendar, but like a daily, like, place to handwrite notes, but it's like calendar-esque. And we were like, what do you want? Okay. You don't want a calendar? Like
a legal pad?
Yeah. But she was like, I want something that's like mostly for taking notes, but it also has to do with the days of the week so that I can just like go back 1 week earlier and see what I jotted down. And I was like, that should not be that hard. But then I was looking online where I'm like, what about this? And she's like, well, no, that's like a calendar. I'm like, all right, well, what about this? And she's like, well, no, that's more like, you know, dream catching, note taking stuff. Where I'm like, I don't actually know what you want.
You're like, I don't know what to tell you. Just Google it. Yeah, I know it's hard. There are a lot of options out there, but I think maybe the paper variations are changing. I mean, I get her concern because sometimes I do, like I use a lot of sticky notes around my desk, and I also have my notes like in my phone.
Yeah.
My ongoing list, but there's certain really urgent things where I'm like, I have to have it written right in front of my eyeballs or I might forget. So like, that's why I use the sticky notes. I do have a calendar for the Airbnb stuff because I got people on the back channel wanting to book. And so I can't just depend on the Airbnb channel. I have to use a paper calendar. But I feel her pain.
Yeah.
Pass that along.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have lamented, you know, the existence of pen and paper on the show in the past. I don't hate pens or paper, but I'm like, I can do this all on my various computers. I've got a mobile machine.
I don't know, Sarah. I think you have been, I think I could quote you on, you hate pens and you might hate paper. In the past, I'm just saying, we got a lot of stuff on the internet.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, I have definitely, I have gone on record by saying I hate pens. I hate pens because I can't find them when I need a pen, and I need a pen like once or twice a year. You know, like once or twice a year, someone's like, oh, you got to sign
this.
Lucky
stars, actually, because my writing has gone to shit. I write a lot of checks. I know that there's a digital check thing that's available, but I'm not there yet. But I write a ton of checks for the business. And I hate writing because I hate my writing. It's just gone to the wayside ever since, you know, typing. Like, my writing used to be good. I used to do cursive, all the things. And now I just like, I write an eight and I'm like, I have to use whiteout a lot. I'm like, what? That's not an eight.
Wow. You use whiteout. Weird. I mean, talk about it.
I use whiteout a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't use whiteout, not with the brush, not the liquid whiteout. I use like the little, you know, the ones that are in like a little, it's kind of like a tape loop and you just kind of use, do you know what I'm talking about? It looks like a tape dispenser, but it's small. And then you just kind of like roll over your mistake with it.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Those are the new, that's the newfangled whiteout. Let me tell you.
Well, you know, if it makes you feel better, Heather. So the other day, I'm mostly moved into my place. But, you know, it's like artwork on the wall type stuff. You know, I have to find
like
a stud. Yeah. And like, you know, I keep like changing my mind. Like, oh, I thought this, you know, piece of art would look good here, but like, it's not right. You know, I have to change everything, kind of thing. But because a lot of my art has been with me for a while and banged around in various moves. Some of my art that has like a white frame, I use whiteout to just kind of give it a little, give it a little help, you know, instead of looking banged up, which it still is. I mean, that will do wonders. And on the flip side, if you got a black frame, you know, you just get
Sharpie.
You just get a little Sharpie and no one is the wiser.
You know, it's actually really funny that we brought up pens yet again. There's a certain kind of pen. I just said earlier, I don't like writing.
Yeah.
But there is one kind of pen that I'm on a mad search for. I've already gone to like four CVS's or variations of to look for these pens. I don't know what it is that office supplies are in short supply up here. It's like empty shelves, but I'm looking for a very specific, it's kind of a basic black pen. It's not a Sharpie, but it's a felt tip. And I just like the way they feel. I write better with them. And all of mine are like drying up. I have like one good one left and I can't find them now. I could go on Amazon. It's not like they're gone from the planet Earth, but it's just funny because I don't like using other pens now. And I have like, seriously, like I have so many pens in my office. They're coming out of my ears. All kinds of pens you could ever imagine. Amazing roll pens, like fancy pens.
Different colored pens.
Ballpoint pens. Ugh. And I don't use any of them.
Which is funny because
I only want my felt tip.
When I had to do some, tax signing, you know, of documents last year. And my tax accountant, who was a wonderful person, was like, blue ink, not black. And I was like, why? Like, huh? And she was like, just because, you know, like just do this for me. And I was like,
well, why not DocuSign? I don't actually write.
We did all of that anymore to like do the filing, but like she wanted
you backups. Do need to have ink,
you know. She's like, sure. it's blue, it's not black. And I'm like, but I only have a black pen. I mean, come on, it's a pen.
Yeah, we all require specific care, and it's a shit show.
Oh, it is. It is. Okay, so Heather, I'm going to take you on the journey that I experienced yesterday. So it is not that exciting. I was sitting at my computer and...
Did you go to Lowe's?
I did not go to Lowe's.
Were you looking for a tape measure?
No, I haven't. In fact, it's...
a different kind of journey.
It's right next to me. Oh, the tape measure will never be 6 inches, you know, or more from my side at this point because I just measure everything in my life. But
I love a tape measure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love a good tape measure. Anyway,
I'm all ears.
So I, you know, I, as we all are, you know, very busy. And sometimes I, you know, kind of like, you know, I've got like maybe an hour, maybe two where I'm like, do I want to watch like a TV show or a movie? And I'm like, no, I want to catch up on like internet stuff, like stupid stuff that doesn't really, you know, lend to my life. But just like, you know, it's just sort of candy, you know, and when I'm, you know, when I'm cranking during the day, like I don't have time for any of that stuff. So anyway, I was like, all right, you know, I'll read some of my Substacks that many of those people have moved on to other platforms. But anyway, basically like you're getting, you know, like fun stuff in your mailbox, you know, of someone who's like, I have curated fun internet things for you. You know, click, click, click. So I am, you know, one of the links that I clicked on because I was interested was like a TikTok thing. And like, I wasn't signed in to TikTok because I don't use it anymore. And, you know, I was sort of like, oh God, what is even my like, you know,
that
like
was login. A flash in the pan.
Yeah. Well, not for everybody, but I, you know, sometime a few months ago, I was like, you know what? TikTok is like, not like helping me be smarter. And that has a lot to do with like who you follow and what you're doing. And, you know, because it, you know, in many ways it can help you be smarter. All good. But I was like, yeah, I'm just not into this anymore. Anyway, So I clicked on a couple of things. I got back to TikTok. I, you know, remembered my login, but my For You algorithm had been like drastically changed from when I was on it last because of like the couple of things that I had clicked from other people, which meant that now my whole timeline was like all like 20-year-old girls talking about makeup.
Yes, totally.
You know, where I'm like, well, I mean, like, you know, some, like, I can get some tips here, but like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening? You know, what about all the people I was following before? You know, like, I don't want to, and like, a lot of it is like, I just graduated from Penn State and I'm going to show you my makeup routine. And I live in New York City in Midtown, you know, where I'm like, oh my God, like, get away from me, you know, but like, but I also like couldn't look away. And I thought some of the stuff, I'm not even kidding, I thought some of it was like a joke. And like, it, there was like a punchline at the end of it, like, ha ha, and here's why you should buy like Cetaphil, you know, lotion or something. No, it's not a joke. There's a lot of this going on. And I know I am aging myself real bad by being like, what does, you know, what is like a, like basically a child, like technically an adult, but like basically a child, like what the hell are they doing? What is this influencer stuff? Like, who is sponsoring you? Nobody's sponsoring you. This is so weird. But I realize that we are, Heather, I'm sorry to say it.
Yes.
We are aged out of certain trends.
I agree.
Now, one of
I agree.
The one of the trends happens to be get ready with me. Are you familiar with this?
No.
So GRWM, as an acronym.
Getting dressed or made up or something.
Exactly. Yeah. It's basically like, I'm going to put the camera facing me and I'm going to get ready. So that you like feel like you're like, you know, kind of like my roommate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, maybe I have like a story that's unrelated to all of the makeup that's happening. And and sometimes those stories you're like, okay. So if you consider yourself an influencer, I mean, I don't, you know, kudos to you, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever gender you might be. But, like, what about, like, the, like, 10-year-old who watches this and is like, oh, now I have to, like, get all this makeup. And also, that person was telling me about, like, how to make friends. It's weird.
It is weird. I
know. It's weird, Heather.
I feel, I actually heard some little, they must have been, like, 13 or, like, 14. There were three girls at the grocery store today getting their, like, sushi lunch or whatever. And they were chatting it up and yeah, like I almost couldn't, I'm like, are you speaking English? You know, like what they talk about is, and what they get excited about. I mean, it is really interesting. I definitely wasn't prepared for this day to come. Yeah, we are definitely being aged out for sure. And speaking of actually, this is actually a good segue into what I wanted to talk about. And this is sort of a big subject that could be unpacked for days. So I just wanted to touch on it. But I've been missing the old internet, you know, the time when there was kind of an unbridled creativity, an originality, not as many like pervasive, like invasive ads and algorithms. And like what you like to speaking, you know, to what you were saying about TikTok, I go onto Instagram now and it's basically a dumping ground for anything I've searched on the internet in the last day or so. Like, a lipstick brand is like pummeling me with new lipstick like colors. And when I bought one lipstick from them, a swimsuit brand I clicked on once, you know, like probiotics that I was like looking for. And it's like, it just feels so, it feels too transparent. You know, it's, there's nothing original. It's all, you know, it knows me well. I mean, it's also like putting in these like sort of independent clothing brands that are kind of off the mainstream, you know, because I like that kind of thing. And, you know, it's really, it like knows me too well. It just feels icky. Yeah. And then influencers didn't exist. Well, there was maybe a certain like iteration of an influencer back then, but it wasn't so annoying and so pernicious, pervasive. Yeah. Less social media FOMO. It was kind of more like we're in this together. Like, you know, let's have a little chat group here. Mm-hmm. And it didn't listen to me the way it does now. It feels so incredibly transparent. You know, I was searching for a visor. Such a random thing to search for, but I wanted like a better hat coverage for when I go to Hawaii. I was like, dude, talk about, I'm in the right age bracket.
Heather, let's just walk this back for a second. I want a visor, but a very specific one for Hawaii.
Yeah, God. And you know, that's not like, see, I don't want like a, because visors can be very dorky.
I mean, visors are more or less dorky, but, you know, they also, you know, let heat rise off the head. Like visors visors for a reason. Look at all the tennis players in the world.
Exactly. And my Instagram feed is now full of visor ads. But my point is, well, I have many points here. And that also gets to my other part of this is that, well, I want to ask your opinion first and foremost, Sarah. How do you feel about, do you miss the old internet? I would assume that you do because you were up in it back in the day.
Yeah. There are definitely things that I miss about the old internet. Although I will, you know, having talked about like, you know, the TikTok stuff, it's like, you know, we're not old ladies here, Heather, but we have been around to the point that we've seen things, you know, ebb and flow as far as, just, I don't know, I guess trends and, you know, all that stuff. It's very easy for you to say, the collective you. You know, like, been there, done that. Like, these kids don't know what they're doing. But then sometimes the kids do stuff where I'm like, oh, what is that? Oh, I don't hate it. It just doesn't feel like me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not like.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. It's like, we're getting to the point where we're like, you know, people are like, well, Gen X, you know, they do things one way. And I'm like, that's never how I felt about anything.
Yeah.
But we're just not kids. We're not kids.
No, we aren't. We aren't. I know. It's like, just, you know, accept the fact and there's nothing you can do about it. But it's funny because I was kind of, you know, speaking of kind of age and being of a certain age, I was, you know, debating whether to buy some Tevas because I would be hiking a lot in Kauai, Nepali Coast trails. Like it's probably going to be muddy and whatever. And it's going to be hot. And well, I don't know how hot it will be, but it'll be warm and humid and that kind of thing. And it's just like, it's, you know, it's what I was speaking about at the top of the show. It's like, why does it matter if they're kind of dorky, but they are like functional and they'll keep you from slipping down a muddy trail.
Oh, yeah.
We're all kind of destined to wear ugly shoes eventually, I think. But yeah, I'm just try to stay hip as long as I can, I guess, Sarah. Before I break a hip.
I've got some people in my life who are very, you know, they're, you know, hype beasts, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you don't know that term, like, you know, somebody who's like, yeah, ooh, the cool new, you know, Air Jordans kind of thing. And, you know, I don't hate that, but I also am like, who's got the time? And one of my favorite made by Nike cross trainers that is like specifically for climbing, not like climbing mountains, but like, you know, doing, you know, kind of
all those mountains you
doing
climb.
inclines.
yeah
I mean, I feel like it's like all I want is for that shoe to feel comfortable so that I exercise more. That is the goal. Yeah. Like, it's not, the goal is not to like look cute. If you can look cute and do that at the same time, great.
That's my goal. I would like to look cute, but also be functional.
But like,
it's a fine line.
But if functional makes you like, get out and about and like more healthy, like that is the goal. And I feel like there are times where I get a little eye-rolly with some of my friends about this or that, where I'm like, don't you just want to be healthy, you guys? Now, listen,
yeah.
I mean, I am the opposite of healthy half the time, you know? So like I am certainly not a professor in the sense, but I don't care about fashion when it comes to like really putting in the work, you know, and being like,
yeah, no, you've always kind of been like that.
I walked 5 miles today, or I, you know, picked up the kettlebell or whatever.
No, I get it. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And I'd like to know from y'all out there a couple things. Do you take fashion over function or vice versa? Mm-hmm. And do you miss the old internet? Tell us what you miss the most. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. See how I'm prodding people? I'm just trying to encourage you to write in, and we want to hear from you early and often.
Indeed. Speaking of a couple of people who have gotten a hold of us, and I'm going down under our rundown, Heather, just to keep you on your toes. But we did get a couple of emails about our conversation last week. Brian wrote in saying, "Today I learned Lowe's opens at 7:00, and you never know if a liquor store sells tape measures." I had no idea. Hope you're enjoying LA, Sarah. Brian, thank you. I am. One of the beautiful things about Los Angeles, and I'm sure this would apply to many other, larger cities, is it's chaos.
It is chaos.
You never know what you're going to get. You never know, you know, what the weather's going to be.
That's not true. It's almost always sunny. What do you mean?
I don't know, Heather. I mean,
it's pretty predictable.
We had a quite wet weekend. But yes, I know.
Compared to where I am, I guess.
Yes, indeed. But yes, found the tape measure. Got it with me. Never lose my side at this point.
I really chuckled at this, Brian, because, yeah, I love sometimes when Sarah will go, like, take us on her journey, step by step, play by play, of like the corner store journey and the like the nuances of her like day to day. And I like the way you encapsulated it, because I had no idea that Lowe's opened at 7:00 either. And I would never have guessed that a liquor store sells tape measures. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get on this show. It's a hodgepodge of absurdity. And Seth actually wrote in. He said, "It's been a week. Love hearing about your lives."
Oh, Seth.
We appreciate you writing in, Seth. He's in our Discord.
Well, we hope you've had a good week.
Yeah, exactly. But we get it. You know that we get it. And also, Craig is back. Our buddy Craig, who's been with us for a long spell. I get a lot of joy from his Instagram. He posts a lot of cool things and he's very funny. So Craig, we're so glad you're back in the fold. And I wanted to end I don't know if I would call it a high note. But I did want to mention that I feel like what's going on the internets right now in January, and this is just what happens at this time of year, is people's reading lists. Everybody wants to tell you what they're reading. They want to compare and share, and it's great. I love it. I'm always curious, though, did they read these books with their eyeballs or did they listen with their ears? And is there a difference? So I wanted to unpack this with you a little bit, Sarah, and then we will wrap up this episode. But, you know, there's all the best of year lists. You've got like the New York Times and all the different publications that do like the best books of the year. So I kind of thought I would share with you some of the things that I'm reading right now or I just read.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I used to be a voracious reader, like in college, like my 20s and 30s. I was like flying through the classics, Tolstoy, Hawthorne. I read a lot of Ayn Rand at the time, like total escapism for me. I was a big Harry Potter fan. I mean, I guess it ran the gamut a bit. I loved fiction, but I read a lot of nonfiction too. I still can't totally encapsulate at this age. And I think it's we all have a certain level of ADHD and with the internet and all the things. And it's sometimes hard to like spend many hours like engrossed in a book where you really legitimately escape from reality and you're in another world. But I do read a lot, a fair amount of also nonfiction, but I did back in the day also read some contemporary fiction, but I sometimes struggle with contemporary stuff. It can feel a little far-fetched and harder for me to stay interested. Mm. But I have read a fair amount. I always thought no matter how much I was reading at the time, that reading is sexy. It was always something that I sought out with a partner, someone who I think sitting on the couch engrossed in a book, I just think it's sexy. Anyway, these days I do voraciously listen to a lot of audiobooks. And I just finished a wonderful book that was so perfect for me for right now. And it's called The School of Life by Alain de Botton. And yeah, it's like a philosophical book. It's not a fiction. It's kind of like, oh, life, let's unpack this kind of thing. I did finish Wild by Cheryl Strayed, which is, I was late to the party on that one. I saw the movie, but I just had never read the book.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of an audiobook called Outlive, which is a book about like living, you know, very healthily till the bitter end, like just being as healthy as you can. And it's by a guy named, he's actually an MD, Peter Attia. It was recommended by my friend Lisa. And I'm also reading, finally, this book got recommended to me so many times, I lost count, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin. It's been a real popular one. And I'm actually reading that one on my books app on my phone. And so I kind of toggle between, you know, these different like platforms, I guess, for reading. You know, I've got my Audible, my books app, and I don't want to listen to Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and Tomorrow. I want to read it. And there's certain ones that just fit the listening bill. And so, yeah, sometimes I find myself in like a comfy spot away from my book collection. So it's nice to pick my phone up, you know, and read without having to get up and find a book or whatever. I'm actually also reading with my eyeballs The Creative Act, A Way of Being, which is by Rick Rubin. I've been reading this for a while. This is a book that kind of feels like you would read it bit by bit, like chapter by chapter, kind of little kernels of wisdom and kind of poetry about, you know, his creative life. He's a music producer. Really amazing book, though. It's sort of a manifesto about what it means to like be an artist. I'm also reading the Sofia Coppola Archive. This was a birthday gift. It's a big like coffee table book, mostly pictures, but there's some scripts in there and that kind of thing. This brings me to this. I was talking to a friend about listening to a book and reading a book with your eyes. And she said that she feels like it's the same thing in terms of like learning and absorbing and like expanding your vocabulary. I'm not convinced though. I do think I get a lot out of audiobooks for sure.
Yeah.
But I think actually wrapping your brain around visually the word and your eyeballs, I feel like actually reading a book like traditionally, to me feels like it moves the needle on the learning and the absorbing, I think. What do you think, Sarah?
I think, you know, the whole sort of like reading a book versus an audiobook, people are on two sides of this. You know, some people are like, it's a book. I mean, you absorb the book.
Like, doesn't really matter kind of thing.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, you hear the book, you read the book, whatever. But I also am in the camp of, you know, writing things down, you know, is better for mental retention. So I think that reading books for me is a different experience than hearing the book. Doesn't mean that the book isn't still really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're all different.
Yeah, I think so too. That's why I want to hear from y'all out there. Like, how do you read? I know you are probably asking like, wow, you're reading a lot of books at once, but it depends on the time of day. Like, I will pick back up most of these throughout a few day spell, just depending on what I'm doing. Like, I will listen to my audiobook when I'm in the car or I'm on the exercise bike. You know, in addition to tons of podcasts. But then, yeah, like when I really want to just like kind of lay down and maybe read one of my magazines, and then I'll kind of pick up my my book app and kind of continue with the book that I have on there. But I'd be curious to hear from y'all. Hi at havesuchagoodday.com. Email us about it. What is your preferred way to read? And maybe you're not a reader. Maybe you're like, ugh, reading sucks. I hate reading. Makes me tired. I know people who say that. Like reading subtitles on a movie too makes me very tired.
I mean, reading makes me tired too. If I were to like open up like a cool, I don't know, magazine, you know, thing, you know, right now, I'd be like, oh, I'm fine. But if I do that at 10 p.m., good night, everybody. It's not true. Because I don't like the content. I'm just tired.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I have a couple new subscriptions to magazines, and I did this purposely because I like having these different, you know, for different moments of the day. And sometimes I just want to look at like a sunset magazine because it's kind of easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's light. I want to read something. I want to learn something, but I just don't want to get too involved.
Also, like Sunset Magazine is great.
Yeah, it is. It can be a little.
It can be a little precious.
A little precious is a good way to put it.
A little precious, but like it's great.
Yeah, totally. If you can hear a little bell, it's funny. I hear this in when I'm editing the show a lot. Is my cat's bell? Can you hear that?
I can hear it now.
Mm-hmm. He's sitting in my lap. I'm not sure what his next move is, but Sarah, I want to mention one last thing before we wrap up here. You were saying that, you know, that those moments where you're like, ah, man, I don't want to read a book. I want to watch some reality TV. I just want to like zone out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, something easy, something sleazy. Well, I have been rewatching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my gosh, Heather.
And
y'all don't know how much Heather has done the rewatch of the Buffy.
This is true.
She's acting like she's only done this the once. Like, I think you're probably on a couple times. Fifth round.
I would say probably three or four. Mm-hmm. I've only rewatched, I mean, the whole thing. It's seven seasons. And I've poked around. Sometimes I'll just watch a few of my favorite episodes. But my boyfriend's never seen it. So we're kind of slowly doing an episode a night. And what's fun is like we'll watch like a short movie or another episode of something and then just end the night with like a Buffy episode. And so, you know, you keep the story going. You know, it's very, dated. It's, you know, it was in the 90s. So there's a 90s vibe with the music and the wardrobe, and a little of it feels a bit dated and a little like precious too. There are better episodes than others. There's something about it though, and I think it was the time that I watched it originally that brings me, like, there's a warmth, there's a familiarity, and there's a comfort. So for me, that's my comfort food. Like yours is like reality TV. Mine is like rewatching a beloved series, you know, as dated and SD as it is.
I totally get it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Standard definition, that is. Well, 'cause it is standard. They try to like upgrade it, but it doesn't quite work. You know, it's kind of crunchy. You know, the video is not up to par really. And it kind of bugs me at first, but then you get used to it.
Well, as I watch The Sopranos front to back every few years, like not every year, that would be crazy. But it starts in SD where you're like, oh gosh, look at everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of a shock.
It looks so bad. And then you kind of forget. And then you're like, oh, okay. It like, you know, goes into the modern world. So, you know, I support your Buffy thing. You know, it's for me. But, but you know, neither is The Real Housewives of Miami for you.
Definitely not. No, I like a little, I like the choreographed like fight scenes, and I like the monsters. I like the humor. Like there's really good like kind of horror comedy kind of thing. A lot of like sarcasm, and it's really fun. Anyway, Scooby Gang, all that stuff. Y'all out there, let us know what you watch for comfort food. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
And just a reminder, we are on Patreon. Many of you support us on Patreon. We're so happy to have you. If you could, you know, tell a friend, maybe somebody would like the show. That would be so awesome. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is the fun way to let somebody else know more about what we do. Until next time, Heather, I think I think we're both going to be not going to the dry cleaners.
Definitely not.
Enjoying vitamin D because the sun is out.
100%.
And, you know, and we'll be back next week.
And getting our Z's.
Talking about
getting our Z's.
Getting our Z's. Getting our Z's if we're lucky. And until next week.
That's right.
Until next week, I will remain Sarah.
And I will be Heather forever. Have such a good day.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.